at the Getty Trust, we developed an international standard for what minimal categories of information you needed to record about an object in order to trace it and recover it. That's called Object ID, and it's just 10 categories of information plus an image. And I'm happy to say that it is starting to be used in cultures where there aren't means to hire highly trained people. The Church of Ireland is using it with volunteers to record all the objects in their churches. We're hoping that Russia will use Object ID because its churches are just being despoiled of icons. The Dutch are taking Object ID to Vietnam and Mali. Recording information is a difficult and complicated chore that nobody's interested in, nobody really wants to pay for. But the truth of the matter is, if you lose any object that's of value to you for any reason, you can't get the police to look for it without a description that is usable. Not a description of whatever esoteric information you think is important. It's what can that whole world out there that is responsible for tracing an object and getting it back understand about the object so as to recognize it when it's found, to allow you to prove that you owned it. Because if you can't prove you owned it, the police regularly turn stolen art back to the thieves. So documentation, boring as it is, that's the big issue. Most works of art are produced in some kind of environment where they are repetitious. Landscape painters, pottery, textiles, completely repetitious. So you have to be able to distinguish objects from each other that otherwise look alike. You need to have a unique identifier, need to find the detail in an object that makes it different from all the other objects. Those are often things that are wrong with it. Something that went wrong in the firing of the pottery, a bubble where the glaze melted in a certain way, something chipped on a painting or in anything that has to do with textile. The weave is like a fingerprint. The thread has a knot in it at some point that no other similar object has. You want to capture that. So the minute differences between objects are very, very important to capture because objects look so much alike, no matter how precious they are.